This is the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. Economists and state lawmakers are constantly at odds about how tax rates affect the economy. On one hand, lower taxes can spur development, but they also create less revenue to run state government, hospitals, and universities. The University of Louisiana at Monroe's College of Business has been awarded a research contract from the Louisiana Department of Insurance to look at the possible effects of reforms to the state's insurance system. Dr. Christine Berry, Director of Insurance Studies, joins me now for some insight. Welcome to the ULM Forum.
Thank you.
What is the greatest potential use for the research that ultimately is going to come out of this contract?
We'd like to present the research findings to the legislators. I believe the Commissioner of Insurance is going to propose a rate change to the Louisiana legislators, which would lower the rates in Louisiana for insurance premiums.
You're quoted as saying, if the state can find a way to reduce the cost of conducting business, then insurance consumers should begin to see increased availability and lower rates. How is that possible from the changes that are maybe on the horizon?
Right. Well, two things should be able to occur if we lower the rates. One is that it'll make our insurance market a little more competitive. What we're doing is a little more complicated, or what we're proposing is a little more complicated than just reducing the rates. In making the tax structure actually less complicated, that should help to increase competition. Also, with the higher rates, the insurance companies actually pass a lot of that cost of the higher taxes on to consumers in the form of higher insurance premiums. So hopefully, both the competition and the direct impact of lower rates will reduce rates overall.
So how would the proposed changes make the tax structure less complicated?
There are numerous things, like any other tax structure.
It's complicated already, right?
Right. It is already complicated. In Louisiana, we actually have one of the most complicated insurance tax structures that I've seen in the country. We not only have a 3% insurance premium tax for, say, homeowners insurers and other property and liability insurers, but we also have what's called a fire marshal tax. We have municipal taxes. We have lots of different taxes that insurance companies have to pay. Anytime that you try to simplify that tax structure and reduce the complexity, I mean, it actually does two things. It helps from a industry perspective. They don't have to hire as many people to calculate the tax and audit the taxes, and it also helps from a regulator's perspective. The idea is just trying to simplify the tax structure, make it easier to regulate and make it easier to operate in our state.
The counter argument, though, of course, is if you're doing something that simplifies the tax structure and lowers rates, legislators are going to look at that from the standpoint of losing revenue.
Right. And that's why we've tried to come up with a structure that is almost revenue neutral, particularly in light of the fact that premiums are going up, and they go up every year, regardless of what's going on in the world. But it shouldn't really have much of an impact on the state's revenue because of a reduction in tax credits that insurance companies can take.
So essentially, this is overall working to help legislators have a chance to make a more informed decision.
Absolutely. And at the end of the day, it's their decision to make. But we think, as a researcher, I think that this would be a good decision. It would benefit the insurance market and make, you know, insurance not only more affordable, but even more available.
So tell me a little bit more. The press release from the university mentioned that you've got a model that predicts those collections that they can actually look at. How did you go about developing that?
Well, again, it's fairly complicated. There are lots of different input variables that, because there are over 1,400 companies writing business in our state, there was no way to immediately figure out, you know, what a change in the tax rate would do and a change in the credits. So the model actually allows you to, we've got the complexities in the back end of the model so that in the front end, you can input any tax change and see what the impact would be for our domestic companies, for smaller companies, for companies that write property versus companies that write life insurance. It's a pretty cool tool that we can use that answers a lot of questions pretty quickly.
Dr. Christine Berry, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Dr. Christine Berry is the principal investigator and the director of insurance studies at ULM. The University of Louisiana Monroe's College of Business has been awarded a research contract from the Louisiana Department of Insurance to study and provide support for some proposed legislative insurance reforms.